The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's choice.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. There we go. Turn the mic on. Welcome, everyone. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 40. We're recording this and streaming it live on May 6th, 2018, every Sunday night. We stream live on Twitter and Periscope the first hour of a two-hour show. Of course, if you want the audio of the podcast, stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, all of the audio platforms that we are on for free. As I said, the first hour of video is stream free as well on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420 every Sunday night. And of course, if you want the full 2 hours on video of all the chapter and verse episodes of the show, go to patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show. Support us. It would be awesome of you if you would do that. Cut the music. There you go. Production work on this show is second to none. Of course, I am your host, Stoner Jesus. You can find me on many social media platforms. You can find most of those linked, at least the important ones linked, at stonerjesus.net. Any information you want to know about the show, stonerjesus.net. Hello, everyone watching on Periscope and Twitter. Watching as a patron, wherever you're watching the show or listening to the show or consuming the show, thank you. Keep spreading the word about Stoner Jesus. .net. Of course, don't forget the Marijuana Times, marijuanatimes.org, Cannabis News. Check that show out as well. For those of you who miss the weed news we used to do on this show, go check out Cannabis News on marijuanatimes.org. And as again, like I said, all the information on this show, go check out stonerjesus.net, past episodes, our sponsor banners, all that stuff. A lot of stuff going on tonight in hour one. And a new voicemail from St. Peter. That's always exciting. Very exciting stuff going on. There's a new voicemail from St. Peter. Also, a bunch of stories about cockroaches and jock straps and cheating wives and boring news and meth and Chinese dresses. All that's in the first hour. Second hour, we got Stoner Jesus Pickup Lines Mother's Day Edition. For those of you who want to pick up a nice MILF for Mother's Day that's coming up next week. Well, I'm going to give you the game that you need to spit at the MILFs to get them and get you a date for next Mother's Day, because mothers love Mother's Day. And if mothers love it, mothers are going to love you. And, well, you know, where it goes from there. Just trying to help out. Just trying to help you out. Also, next hour, the second hour, we have stories about piss, pelicans. We have some old bits. Just all kinds of shit going on. Tons of stuff. Also, web wisdom at the end of this hour. It's a little something I play, a little video I play from YouTube or whatever. Maybe get you to look at a issue in a way that you haven't before. But again, that's the end of the first hour. We got all kinds of shit going on. I'm just realizing right now that I did not do something, which I'm going to do in real time here on the show, and that is to add St. Peter's new voicemail. Where the hell is it? There it is. See? Fucked it up. I have to play his new voicemail, but I didn't have it loaded up. Didn't have it ready. Clickety click click. Bring all the way back up the playlist. There we go. See, a little behind the scenes of the show. I forget to do something. I gotta fucking do it during the show, and that sucks. Don't forget, on Facebook as well, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. That's our group for the show. If you want to check out the hardcore fans of the show, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to find that, as I mentioned. Also email stonerjesus420@gmail.com if you want to email the show. And become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Now, the moment you've been waiting for, well, probably not. A new voicemail from St. Peter. Several months ago, St. Peter went out west and find himself or answer the big questions of life or whatever. Mainly what he's been doing is taking a bunch of fucking drugs, wandering aimlessly from place to place, and leaving us voicemails and or disjointed groups of text messages along the way. Tonight we got a voicemail. Last week we talked a lot about Bill Cosby. In fact, the second hour of last week was pretty much devoted to Bill Cosby, the case, old bits we've done about Cosby. So if you want to check that out, that's chapter 1, verse 39, hour 2. That's what St. Peter references. In this voicemail, he gives us his thoughts about what has befallen the beloved Bill Cosby.
Hey Jesus, it's me, Peter. It's been a long, it's a little over a week. It's been a long week, like in a couple days. I've been drinking, I've been drowning my sorrows, it seems.
Well, me too.
Oh, it's been over a little over a week since we got the devastating news.
Shots for you, Peter.
About what happened to Bill Cosby. Poor Bill Cosby. Convicted of, like, charges of, like, you know, doing stuff that, like, you know, who of us hasn't done that? You know what I mean? Jesus, who among us who has not put a sedative, a narcotic in a woman's drink for the purposes of having uncontested sexual intercourse with her? Let he cast the first stone. That's what I say, Jesus. Poor Bill Cosby is such a... And you know me and Cosby, we had our history... Jesus, we had our ups and downs, but I've just been so fucking sad the last couple weeks because, you know, he's going to be, like spend the rest of his life in jail, probably. He's, like, he's old, and he's got, like, one fucking eye, and, like, he's going to be in jail. Jesus, for something that everybody does. It's crazy.
No,
it's crazy.
Really.
Free, hashtag free Bill Cosby. He's a national treasure. A national treasure. And he's very, very good at knocking out women for the purposes of having... uncontested and unconscious sexual intercourse. What? And they're going to throw him in jail for that. That's crazy, Jesus.
No, it's not.
That's crazy.
It's not crazy
they
at
said,
all.
Me and Cosby, we had our ups and downs, but no one deserves this tragedy that's befallen Bill Cosby. Jesus.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't take it anymore, Jesus. I can't. I'm going to go drink some more and take some more pills. I'm going to... drown my sorrow about what happened to Bill Cosby. Jesus. It's horrible. It's horrible what they did. R.I.P. Mr. Cosby. He's going to die in jail with one eye.
No.
R.I.P. National Treasure Bill Cosby.
No.
And fuck you, Jesus.
So there's the latest from St. Peter. Why? Why all that? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. I always thought he hated Cosby. Based on the history that he mentioned, I thought he had problems with Cosby. Now he's fucking crying and drinking and drowning his sorrows in some bullshit. And seems really oblivious to the fact that most people don't drug women in order to have sex with them. Most people get through their entire lives without ever doing that. Without ever drugging a woman in order to have sex with her, most of us have never done that. We somehow survived. We somehow got through life without doing that. I don't know how we managed, but we did. But again, you know, St. Peter's oblivious to a lot of things. And I think that's one. Coming up, we got not more about Bill Cosby. We have stories about roaches, jock straps, and cheating wives. Or rather, a cheating wife. All that's coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 40. Again, check out the free audio. Fully 2 hours every show. StonerJesus.net. All information on the show. StonerJesus.net. And of course, you want to see both hours. The only way to see the full 2 hour show, the only way to see hour two in full, because this is hour one, we're streaming on Twitter and Periscope. The only way to see hour two in full on video, which, why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to continue this for a whole other hour, a whole additional hour? Support the show as well. Patreon.com/StonerJesus 420. All our social media links, Patreon, all that's linked at stonerjesus.net. Roaches and jock straps and cheating bitches. All that shit is coming up. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 40. We'll be back. Biznitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Again, more shit. More shit I have to do. I should have done during the break, but I didn't. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, Verse 40. We are live May 6th, 2018. We are streaming the first hour for free on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420, as we do every Sunday night. If you want the full 2 hours of the show on video, make sure you check out patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Of course, you want the full 2 hours on audio, then check out StonerJesus.net. stonerjesus.net. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. It's a very important website. Some may even call it your mother's favorite website. It's the website she's always on, if you know what I'm saying. It's a bit discombobulated, but I think you'll make the journey, and I think in the end you'll get it. You get what I'm saying. It's much more disconnected than I meant it to be. But anyway, you're smart people. You're listening and watching this show, so you must be smart people. So, go check that shit out. It's weird shit on the internet. The internet's always full of weird shit. And I do these stories all the time, as many, you know, shows do. And few things really rattle me or give me any kind of reaction. I just try to, you know, think about it and think of something funny to fucking say about it or something along those lines. But this is not one of those stories. This is one of those stories that when you think about it, you can't help but get a visceral, physical reaction. So maybe see news. Woman's gruesome roach in ear tail goes viral. And those of you watching the video there, you see the head of the roach. I don't know why they don't show the whole thing. I guess, I mean, is there a reason for that they don't show the whole roach? They're the collective sounds. Those screams you hear are the collective sounds of primal anguish after reading a Florida woman's account of waking up with a palmetto bug in her ear. That's the polite name for a flying cockroach. For those of you who are not acquainted with the reviled Sunshine State insects, a fucking cockroach that has somehow got the ability to fly. Because that's what roaches need. They already weren't fucking gross enough. Well, now, fly. The only time I ever saw a flying cockroach, oddly enough, was in public school. I believe I was in like fourth or fifth grade, somewhere in there. We were going down to the basement to our lunchroom, our cafeteria, and here comes this flying fucking roach flying through the stairwell. Well, I've never forgotten it. It was 30 years ago. I've never forgotten it. And this, well, listen, Katie Holly's gruesome experience happened in the early morning hours of April 14th. Soon after, her sister-in-law, who works as an editor for Self Magazine, asked her to pen an essay. She did in frightening, gut-churning detail that made thousands of people across the nation wonder if they should sleep with earplugs. Never thought I'd be known for such a ridiculous thing, LOL, she tweeted to a reporter on Thursday of last week or whenever the hell this was, a couple weeks ago. It should be noted that Holly has an extremely positive attitude and healthy sense of humor about the episode that would send many into a spiral of anxiety, including this reporter. I need therapy for a lot of reasons, but this experience blows all those other reasons out of the water, she wrote. She's lived in Florida since 1995. Apparently, there are many palmetto bugs. They grow to an inch and a half long or more. They come out at night. When I woke up with this weird feeling, she said, I didn't know what it was, but 30 seconds later, stumbling to the bathroom, I knew there was something in my ear. Holly's next several hours were the stuff of horror movies. She gingerly put a cotton swab in her ear, to flush and fished out two legs. Two legs! Her husband located the thickest part of the roach that was visible and tried to extract it, but to no avail. The bug wriggled in her ear on the trip to the hospital. Now, see, the reason we have these visceral type reactions to something like this is not also because, you know, it's a roach. But we're very vulnerable. When you hear something in your ear, you think, hey, I can just reach out and fucking poke my brain. It's very, very vulnerable. As the doctor administered the lidocaine, the roach began to react. Feeling a roach in the throes of death lodged in a very sensitive part of your body is unlike anything I can adequately explain, she wrote. The doctor removed three chunks, but that wasn't the end of the ordeal. 9 days later. 9 days later. Holly still had lingering discomfort and hearing loss, so she went to the family doctor. My physician proceeded to remove the leg and flush my ear again, only to examine it and see even more remnants She ended up pulling out 6 more pieces of the roach's carcass 9 days after the incident took place. As fucking Dr. David Wine said, this may be upsetting to many people, but it's a pretty common thing. There are probably not a lot of preventative things you can do. In Florida, it's really hard because we all have bugs in our house no matter how many times you spray. Well, thank you. If I was ever considering moving to Florida, which I wasn't because people are fucking crazy down there, this has sealed the deal. Flying cockroaches everywhere. They're probably crawling your ear at night when you're sleeping. Maybe they'll crawl back out, but maybe sometimes they won't crawl back out. Maybe sometimes they will continue in your brain. For all intents and purposes, they're in your fucking brain. Now see, when I first read that story, I got a physical reaction of uncomfortableness just by reading the story. I just kind of got it again, as I've read the story a couple times now. Anyway, moving on to something almost as disgusting, I guess. Not something disgusting, but something very, very weird. This story is also from ABC News. Blockbuster hopes Russell Crowe's jockstrap helps business. Now, the first thing I did when I read that title was check the date. It's May 2nd, 2018, because it says Blockbuster. Many of you who are listening to this, most of you who are listening and watching this, you have seen a Blockbuster, the inside of a Blockbuster, in a very, very long time. Although, fun fact, not too many, not even a mile from here, there used to be a Blockbuster 10 years ago, and the big sign by the street that tells people like to come in, there's a Blockbuster there, is still there, and it still says Blockbuster. It's the fucking thing itself is now empty, and it's been 3 other businesses since then, but that big sign still says Blockbuster. I know what you're thinking. What? There's a fucking Blockbuster still open. You totally glossed over the fact that we're talking about Russell Crowe's jockstrap from a movie. Apparently that movie is Cinderella Man. I've never seen Cinderella Man, but apparently in that movie, he needed a jockstrap. It's been the buzz of Alaska for nearly 2 weeks. It went on display at one of the nation's last Blockbuster video stores. I don't know how they're hanging on, but they are. And that's a good business. In an effort to ramp up business, I tell you, we're going to get a lot of the traffic is what I'm expecting, said Kevin Demude, general manager of Blockbuster Alaska. Yeah, Netflix can't get you Russell Crowe's jockstrap, can it? Check and mate, Netflix. You're 100 million subscribers. That doesn't compare to Russell Crowe's motherfucking jockstrap from the movie Cinderella Man. Jockstrap has a strange history since actor Russell Crowe wore it in the 2005 movie. Recently became part of a celebrity auction, which Crowe has dubbed the divorce auction, where it caught the eye of the host of HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Oliver bought it and some of the other items and sent them to Anchorage, which has one of the last remaining big box video chains. The video store is trying to stave off streaming movie services. Really? Are they? I hadn't heard about that. Which are gaining popularity as more broadband capability comes to the nation's most remote state. What? Online streaming services are popular? This story is full of all kinds of breaking news. Oliver also sent along the robe and boxing shorts worn by Crowe in the movie, as well as the actor's hood from Robin Hood, his vest from Les Miserables, and a director's chair with Crowe's name on it. But the prize is the leather jockstrap. And Demude believes it might have a unique place in the movie folklore. The very first jockstrap memorabilia I can think of, yes. Demude admits it would be awesome if Crowe were to ever show up at the store, but in the meantime, he liked to send photos of the display to him as a thank you. I don't know. It's weird, to say the least, not only the fact that there's still a Blockbuster. But, if I owned one of the last Blockbusters, I would do shit, too, to try to get people to come in. Absolutely. If I had to be a jockstrap, no. I'm on the, I'm on Team Jockstrap. Oh, shit. Still coming up in this hour, we have this fucking video from this local news in Minneapolis. It's so bizarre in its blandness. I guess the blandness is supposed to be the comedy, but I don't know. Let's talk about meth help and cultural appropriation. We have a Web Wisdom video as well. This next story is from the UK. It is from The Mirror. Husband admits he regrets his reaction to walking in on his wife having sex with another man. Ira Van Den Heuvel had decided to surprise his wife when he made an unwelcome discovery. And isn't that always the way it goes? I mean, it's... Well, this says first story, this first sentence. It's a scenario that's been played out in countless films and TV dramas, sometimes even for comedic effect. But when it came down to it, nothing could prepare Ira Van Den Heuvel for the heartbreaking discovery he made while working nights for a small local newspaper. During a break in his production schedule, Ira was told to drop off some flyers at a facility near enough to his home to allow him to swing by and check in on his young family. I was smitten with my family and hated working at night, especially the part about being away from them. Pulled up in front of my house and immediately noticed that there was a big black Dodge truck parked in my driveway. Isn't that a perfect euphemism? Because he would go on to find, yes, indeed there was a truck in his driveway. The truck was not recognizable as belonging to anyone I knew, so I double-timed it to the front door out of concern for a possible intruder. So the guy loves his family. He's smitten with them. He comes home to see them. His first reaction upon seeing an unrecognized truck is to fear for the safety of his family, and he springs into action, knowing there may be an intruder, to rush in and save his family. Story continues, of course. Once at the front door, he said, I could clearly hear sounds from the master bedroom window next to the door. Sounds I recognized as my wife whilst engaged in coitus with some other dude grunting and moaning along. What to do, what to do. Noticing that the front door was ajar, I sprang into action. Gently, it was prudent. I kicked the door the rest of the way open and said loudly, honey, I'm home, in a really sarcastic tone. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, this sounds incredibly fake. And that's true, it does. I'm thinking that this dude, whatever happened, he embellished quite a bit. He probably didn't say any of this. He probably was just stuttering and stammering. He went on to say the ensuing chaos was mildly hilarious. A blur of naked male ass cheeks streaked from my bedroom to the bathroom, then closed and locked the door. I looked in the bedroom of my wife. She was sitting up in bed, covered neck down with a sheet, sobbing and saying she was sorry over and over again. Yeah, I bet she was. I said as calmly as I could, I'm going to see your guest out, then I have to get back to work for now. Be a mother to our son. We'll talk in a few hours. I bet good money he didn't say any of that. Not even fucking close. He's rewritten this to be like some sort of movie shit. I picked up a pair of pants from the floor that was obviously not mine and closed the door, my wife becoming slightly hysterical. I knocked on the bathroom door and said as gently as I could, say, man, I have your pants out here. Open up a bit and I'll pass them through. Then get the fuck out of my house. He opened up a wee bit and took his pants from me. Then about a minute later, he opened the door. Pow! I sucker punched the fellow in the mouth. The second his face came into view, drawing blood immediately. A look of shock appeared on the guy's face as if to say, what? I didn't do nothing. I retorted, leave now. Call the police if you must, but do it somewhere else. Apparently the guy had a wife and he didn't call the police because he didn't want to be found out. And the guy says, it was against my nature to use violence in an offensive manner. Anyway, he says, he goes on to say he regrets it. And that's, I don't know. I get part of, you know, like the guy has initiated violence against you, so you can initiate violence against him. And most of the time I would agree, but this guy has been in your house fucking your wife on your bed. I think maybe a punch in the fucking face is an order. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I wouldn't regret it. His big truck, his big black truck, I don't know if his dick was black. I don't know if he was black. But his big black fucking truck, metaphorically, was in this motherfucker's metaphorical fucking driveway. The truck was in his driveway. So, anyway, unable to forgive his wife, Ira packed up his belongings and left. He continues, how my son was involved and affected is not relevant here, but suffice to say, he got hurt the worst of anyone involved. I regret that as well. He says he now has a lovely lady friend with whom I am more than happy, a decent job, a home, a family. Not proud, not ashamed. And that's good enough for me. Well, good for him. I mean, it's just shitty. Obviously, it's a shitty fucking thing to go through to find your wife whilst engaged in coitus. Well, it's really funny. I'm sorry. What can I say? It's fucking funny. But I, like I said, I wouldn't regret punching dude. He was in your house. Maybe not he was an intruder. Maybe your wife let him in willingly. Let him in willingly. Get it? But still, the guy deserved a fucking punch in the face, and he got one. So good for him. I wouldn't be too fucking worried about it. What we got coming up here? Here we go. I'm all discombobulated now. Something, somehow. Coming up, we got a boring news. Also, some help with your meth. And that chick that wore the Chinese dress to prom and somebody got pissed off and now everybody's talking about it and has been talking about it for quite a while. We'll talk about it as well. All coming up on the Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 40. Make sure you become a subscriber to the show if you want the full 2 hours on video of the Stoner Jesus Show. We do it every Sunday night. We stream the first hour free, but if you want the full 2 hour show, then you have to go to patreon.com/stonerjesus420. There's no other way to get the full 2 hours on video. patreon.com/stonerjesus420. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Our sponsors, past shows, my social media, all that. StonerJesus.net. Again, very, very boring news coming up. You need to get excited about how boring these people are at doing the news. And I've seen this video a few times. I'm still not sure why they're doing it, what they're doing, but we'll get into it. All of it. Get all up in it, as the kids say, after this Stoner Jesus Show. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner and Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 40. We're streaming Hour 1 as we do every Sunday night, live on Twitter and Periscope, at Stoner Jesus 420. Of course, we went the full 2 hours on video. The only way to get the full 2 hours of the show on video is to become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. It's where all the cool shit is going down. It's the Patreon. Become a patron of the show, support the show, get all the videos, all of that shit. That's linked, of course, to stonerjesus.net. Everything you need to know about the Stoner Jesus Show is at stonerjesus.net, our social media networks, our sponsors, past episodes on audio, of course, for free, full 2 hours. All of it at stonerjesus.net. Take two. Stonerjesus.net. It's only a phrase I've said a fucking million times in the last 7 years. You'd be amazed. I still fuck it up. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that some crazy shit, yo? Now, this next video is from Care, K-A-R-E, 11, in Minnesota. I guess either Minneapolis or St. Paul. And it's a little over 3 minutes long. And I'll provide necessary commentary, but it's weird. It's weird. Well, no, just decide for yourself. Here, check it out.
We wanted to try something a little different and revisit some of the stories that grace these twin cities with someone who tends to look at these stories with a bit of a dry sense of humor. Here's City Pages Mike Mullen.
I guess that was the warning. I guess that was the warning right there. The guy has a dry sense of humor. I don't know.
Talking about the news and the pages he wrote this week. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
If you heard that today or saw it on your feed, all you need to know is
Well, Star Wars. Okay, moving on to another thing that might have clogged your social media feed this week.
Do you have any thoughts about Kanye and his week?
Fewer than other people?
Yeah, Kanye West was trending almost all week, making no sense and offending folks with any sense.
I certainly have fewer thoughts about Kanye than he does about himself.
And speaking of trending, Twitter certainly made some noise yesterday when it alerted all of us, to change our password.
When you hear, hey, change your password, but everything's fine.
Okay, so we're a minute in, and if you're like me, you're getting very sleepy. I guess the blandness of this is supposed to be part of the comedy, the irreverence. I don't know. I don't live in Minneapolis or St. Paul. I don't know if there's a different culture there that people are just watching this and like, yeah, this is some funny shit, yo. Them making not even witty comments. It's just like they're having a conversation. It's like two people you don't know and don't care about just having a conversation, which is fine. That's great. Have all the conversations you want. That's how we all interconnect with each other and share information and so forth. But they put it on the news as if it's something, and granted, it's local news, but shit, hell of a lot more people watching this than are watching this. They're watching this fucking video right here more than they're watching this video, because people love watching, especially old people love watching local news. Maybe it's for old people. I don't know. Just keep going. God, just take an energy shot or drink some coffee or something.
And do you really trust that Twitter's telling us the truth?
No, but I didn't trust them before.
But Mike!
No, okay. Is that a joke? I didn't trust them before. Again, it's just two people having a conversation.
Nothing gets past him. He has his own tactic on how to avoid getting hacked on Twitter.
You should have your account be so uninteresting that no one wants to hack it.
That's your account.
That is, yes.
That's not bad. I'll give credit where credit is due. That's not a bad exchange. It's kind of funny.
Try to keep your follower numbers down. Don't get likes or retweets. And in that case, when there's some big, you know, exposure of privacy like this, you're going to be down the list of the people who are actually going to get raided.
We move.
Okay, the joke went a little long. It's done a lot of unnecessary ending. Unnecessary coda to the joke.
Bond to the story that graces newsrooms all over our area at this time of year.
I hear traffic's gonna stink for a while.
Yes, I hear that too.
Yes, road closure.
I hear traffic's gonna stink for a while. Pause. Yeah, I hear that too. I mean, goddamn, I don't want to be a fucking nitpicker, but shit, is that? Traffic's gonna be bad. Yeah, I heard that too. That's the conversation that two strangers have on an elevator from a parking garage.
On 35 and 94 are making headlines and headaches. So City Pages decided to ask you about it.
So for people who are trying to get from South Minneapolis to downtown, basically this is gonna be a problem. So we posted a poll and asked people, what are your alternative routes?
What is it?
The more interesting people are the ones who say they're going to take the river.
Oh.
Most people are just going to opt for the work from home option, which Mike supports.
Telecommute. I think in a lot of these cases, people are going to find that they're as productive at home, and their coworkers would prefer they weren't there anyway, so.
And while we're on the topic of things that give us headaches, our Minnesota Twins have lost 17 of 27 games.
So they started out well, and they had this thing happen that happens to them every year, which was they played the Yankees and they lost every single game, and that seems to be,
oh my God.
If it doesn't ruin their season, it begins to ruin
my
their
God.
Season every year.
And so, Mike's solution?
I think that they should stop playing the Yankees. I don't know how that would work, but, you know, like, first of all, stop inviting them, because...
What is funny about that?
You don't need to invite... if you had someone who came to your house and did what the Yankees do to the Twins, you'd never invite them back. And if the Yankees invite the Twins, they should politely decline and say, we are busy.
I can't do it anymore. I cannot do it anymore. By the way, I have not referred to the gender of the person on the left because I don't know it. I just don't know. I want to say woman, but I could be completely wrong, and I have no way to verify whether or not I'm wrong or not. But this, I don't know. I don't understand. I guess old people in Minneapolis are like, yeah, this is the shit. I cannot miss that person who I think is a lady with the glasses talking to this other dude with the beard about traffic and how that's going to be bad. Traffic in a big city, it's going to be bad. I don't understand, man. Maybe I'm old. Maybe I'm just fucking old. Maybe this is what the hip kids in Minneapolis, St. Paul are checking out. They're checking out the cool shit that old Grandpa Stoner Jesus is fucking missing out on. Because I'm at Bob Evans at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Fuck. Anyway, have you ever been doing meth and then you were just like, fuck, this is hard. This is hard to do. Meth is fucking hard to do. I wish there were some instructions on what to do about using meth. Well, fuckers, there is. This is from the Mirror in the UK. School's disturbing leaflet for teens on, quote, how to use and hide meth. Disgust parents. That's a talk they wanted to have with their kids about meth. It's perhaps one of the last things you'd expect your child's school to issue practical instructions on. Yet one mum was completely taken aback when she saw an educational leaflet about how to safely use methamphetamine, which her daughter had received from school. Like all these stories, man, there's someone along the line, there's a couple people along the line who were like, you know what? That's a good idea. That is a great idea. People are clamoring for ways to help with their meth habit. It's very important shit. I read through very clearly on ways to do meth and how to hide meth, she told stuff.co.nz. There you see it. Meth help. 10 ways to keep well if using meth. Using meth is a risk to your physical and mental health. That said, most of the harm comes not from meth use itself, but from the stupid stuff people do or don't do when they're on meth. Like, take this one, for instance. When taking meth, eat something every 4 to 5 hours. Drink more water than normal. And if you've been awake longer than 24 hours, have a break and relax a while. Moving on. Number 2, brush your teeth after eating food or drinking sweet treats. Drinking sweet drinks. I feel like I'm on meth. You can't sleep on meth. That's number 3. If you want to sleep later, don't use it after 3 p.m. Such practical advice. Hey, if you want to sleep at night, you got to stop doing your meth before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's that simple. Avoid mixing meth with other drugs or medications, especially hallucinogens and antidepressants. It's hard to predict how one affects another in your system. Next one, protect yourself from HIV and STIs. Meth can make you very sexual and a bigger risk taker at the same time. Swallowing meth allows your body to use its own filters. It saves your lungs from damage, produces a smoother and longer-lasting high, and you're less likely to use more. There you go. Don't smoke your fucking meth. Swallow it. It's a better high. It doesn't harm your lungs. And you cut down on your use so you can save more money in order to buy more meth. If using a glass pipe, clean the inside regularly to remove burnt residue, which could be inhaled. It's very unhealthy. It's very unhealthy to smoke your meth from a dirty pipe. Everyone knows that. Glass pipes become brittle and get super hot. Be careful with it to avoid burns or cuts, and use a Pyrex pipe if possible. Number 9 is very, very good. Injecting meth is risky. It requires experience to reduce the chances of abscesses, collapsed veins, and infections like hepatitis C or HIV. If you plan to inject, always use a new needle and avoid sharing equipment. Number 10, of course, well, meth is illegal in New Zealand and many other places. It's also illegal to own a pipe. Be discreet and only keep less than 5 grams for personal use. Now you know. Now you know. Meth help. God. So important. It's so important that you know what you're doing when it comes to your meth use. Holy shit. So anyway. What? Am I doing the car one? Is the car one this one or next? Where's... fuck, man. The car. Where's the car? Oh. I don't think I put it down. I don't think I wrote down the fucking mystery car. I thought I did. I guess I'll do it now. I guess it really doesn't fucking matter. I'll do the mystery car now. I hope I don't need it for the second hour. Oh, no, it is in the second hour. Mystery car is the second hour. No, you first hour people. I'm sorry. You don't get mystery car. What you get before we go to Web Wisdom is this cultural appropriation thing. You probably saw this on Twitter. This girl, she posted her prom dress. It was apparently a Chinese dress, an ancient Chinese dress. And somebody said something stupid to her on Twitter. I, you know, commented on it on Twitter, and many people did at the time. Obviously, my thoughts on this is this guy was like a pussy. He's like, my culture is not your prom dress. He's worried about his fucking culture because this gorgeous girl wore a Chinese prom dress. And the fact that she's gorgeous will come up in the Web Wisdom video from Stefan Molyneux. Again, Web Wisdom is just something I play at the end of the first hour usually of the show, although I missed the last couple weeks. It'll get you thinking about an issue maybe in a way that you haven't before, and it's always good. It's always good to look at something from a different angle than you may have thought about it before, because it can either change your mind or augment your opinion or make you even more sure that your opinion is right by having put it up to the test of differing opinions. Anyway, Stefan Molyneux talked about this in a video, and he commented on how he thought it had a lot to do with her looks. I think that's a lot to do with it, but I also think a lot to do with it is people are looking to be offended. They want to be offended. This is a New York Times story. Teenager's prom dress stirs furor in the U.S., but not in China. When Kizhe Dam wore a Chinese-style dress to her high school prom in Utah, it set off an uproar, but not because of his tight fit or thigh-high slit. After Miss Dom, 18, shared pictures on social media of her prom night, a Twitter user named Jeremy Lamb hotly responded in a post that has been retweeted nearly 42,000 times. Again, that's the one where he says, you know, my culture is not your goddamn prom dress. Some fucking holier-than-thou dick. I'm proud of my culture, he wrote in another post. For it to simply be subject to American consumerism and cater to a white audience is parallel to colonial ideology. This guy shows so much of what is wrong with younger generations in this country. There's never been a more pampered, spoiled, looking for offense, too much fucking time on their hands generation than the fucking people who are in their 20s and their teens right now, the millennials, Generation Z, all that bullshit. Pampered, fucking, they're going to be fucking useless. They're going to be useless. When I'm old and in a home, the people running things are going to be the useless motherfuckers that are whining about prom dresses right now. It's fucking horrible. Anyway, this story goes on to talk about, they talk to people, interview people in China. Zhao Jijin says, ridiculous to criticize this as cultural appropriation from the perspective of a Chinese person. If a foreign woman wears a kuaipao, I have no idea how that's pronounced, and thinks she looks pretty, then why shouldn't she wear it? Well, that sounds like common sense. If she likes it, she wears it. That's weird. I don't know. Somehow, we're getting away from that basic fact. This girl, she's 18, she wanted to wear this dress to prom. She ain't got her titties hanging out. She ain't got her twat hanging out. She's wearing a fucking dress. But the good news is now she's like a verified Twitter user, and she's apparently like an aspiring songwriter. So now she has a platform and she gets a bunch of Twitter followers. I'm one of them. To broadcast her brand and her music and her projects or whatever. So good for her. Others were quick to point out that the kuaipao, as it is known in China, was introduced by the Manchus, an ethnic minority group from China's northeast, implying that the garment itself was appropriated by the majority Han Chinese. If anything, the uproar surrounding Miss Dom's dress prompted many Chinese to reflect on examples of cultural appropriation in their own country. And we can go check that story out on NewYorkTimes.com. We're going to wrap up hour one with the Web Wisdom. As I said, I think a lot of it has to do with offense, but Stefan Molyneux has a different take on it, or an alternate or take or something to go with my take or whatever. It's another way, like I said, of you to look at an issue. That's going to do it for hour one here on the Stoner and Jesus Show. If you want to see or hear hour two, well, if you want to hear it, of course, stonerjesus.net and cannabisradio.com, iTunes, and Stitcher, all kinds of places, videos. You can find the videos, places. I think I drank a little too much gin. Should make the hour two even more interesting. Thanks to everybody who checks out stonerjesus.net. Spreads the word. If you want to see hour two on video, patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. We got all kinds of shit coming up in hour two. As I said, including Stoner Jesus pickup lines, so you can get you a date for Mother's Day. It's coming up next week. Also, stories about urine, pelicans, and some old bits from back in the day. All that on hour two. Like I said, the hour two audio will be on stonerjesus.net. Video will be only available to patrons at patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Now, web wisdom. Again, a little video I play sometimes at the end of the first hour to get you to think about an issue in a different way. This is Stefan Molyneux commenting on the cultural appropriation story that we just talked about the Chinese dress. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday on Twitter and Periscope, streaming the first hour live on video at Stoner and Jesus 420. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. And as always, peace, bitches. Hour two coming up.
Hey, everybody. Stefan Molyneux. Hope you're doing well. Just a little quick video because there seems to be a certain amount of confusion over a particularly egregious and horrible bullying incident that occurred to this young woman who was wearing a Chinese-inspired dress to her prom, and she posted some pictures, and then all of Satan's armpit hair descended upon her in a wriggling biomass of righteous indignation, attacking and retching at her for cultural appropriation, which is, I don't know, this is a complete bunch of nonsense. The phrase cultural appropriation is not an argument. And I think people have kind of missed the boat on this. Like, is it cultural appropriation? Is it bullying? What's the motive? And the motive is very clear. The motive is very, very simple. Very simple. And it's just a lot easier when you understand these things. So I thought I'd tell you what's really going on. So what's really going on is the woman is drop dead gorgeous, right? So she has a lovely smile. She's got great teeth. She's got a wonderful figure. And she just looks stunning. And that's why she's being attacked, you understand? Because female obesity, particularly in the U.S., is growing, and the blue hair, don't take care of yourself, no makeup, blue rinse brigade is growing and swelling. And like all women who become progressively more unattractive, what they want to do is, given the choice between either A, improving their own level of attractiveness, or B, tearing down and attacking a physically attractive woman, they choose, obviously, a lot of them B, the latter. It is the ugly girls attacking the pretty girl. That is a tale as old as time, and it is the economic equivalent, or so it's the sexual market value equivalent of the economic argument that successful men must cough up their resources to less successful men or women. And so the transfer, by attacking the economically successful men, the transfer of resources to less economically successful men and women, well, that's to raise the sexual market value or the attractiveness market value of people who are less successful. The same thing occurs in the realm of physical attractiveness as occurs in the realm of economics, which is the attack of the good for being the good, the attack of the pretty for being the pretty, the attack of the attractive for being the attractive. And yeah, the excuse is used as cultural appropriation and so on. It's absolutely nonsense. I mean, if it was a black woman in a kilt, no one would say anything. If it was a fat woman in a Chinese dress, no one would say anything. They'd be like, you go girl power. But because it is a slim, gorgeous, well-proportioned young woman who looks wonderful, she's being attacked, not for cultural appropriation. She's being attacked for being hot. She's being attacked for being pretty. And that is the way that things go when you have this weird fetish of ugliness that is growing in the West, both in art and in architecture and in physical attractiveness. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get attacked for being attractive, you're going to get attacked for being successful. And that's just the way things go. It's one of these weird witch hunts that just hopefully is going to have to burn itself out. But I mean, what an insult it would be to the Chinese culture that has lasted for, what, 6,000-7,000 years. The idea that Chinese culture is somehow threatened by a young white woman in a dress is completely ridiculous. So remember, it's not what people say it's about. It's about something much deeper and much uglier, which is sexual market competition. And this makes sure that attractive women aren't going to post pictures of themselves online so that men have something to compare the ugly women around them to. It's that simple and that cut and dry. All right, back to your regularly scheduled evening. Thanks for watching.